It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. If you're going to drive a car and get anywhere, you'll need a dashboard. Check your speed, fuel, mileage. That's the thinking of the Obama re-election campaign, which this week launched an online dashboard for its network of volunteers. It's a bit of technology that could have a big effect on how the campaign is conducted and who might win in November. Nancy Scola has written about the dashboard for The Atlantic. Nancy, what does this look like?
You see a dashboard of the activity that you've done on behalf of the campaign. So that's calls made, that's doors that you've knocked on, that's money that you've raised on behalf of the campaign. And it's tracked over time, so you can keep tabs on how much it is you've contributed to that effort.
And how do they know which doors you've knocked on?
The stuff that's sort of the offline aspect of this actually gets tracked when you go into a field office, and they'll give you a walk list, and they'll tell you the neighbors to go to talk to. That gets entered back in on the field office side. Some of the stuff, the phone calls that you're making through the online interface, that gets tracked too. In the past, those are two completely different systems, and never the twain shall meet. What they've been able to do now is track them in one system, so everything you do online and off is identified with you as a single person rather than multiple entries in their databases.
Think of it like a disciplined army. Orders get handed down through a chain of command from the highest paid staff to the humble volunteers. Mika Sifri is with the website Tech President.
If somebody makes an email donation to the campaign, your field staff will then know, don't call that person up today to ask them for a donation. They just made one. And it's little things like that that will allow the campaign to fine-tune how it connects with voters and supporters.
So what will all this mean on Election Day? Sifri says the Obama camp wants to be able to not just rally its troops, but mobilize them as well.
What the dashboard, I think, will give the Obama campaign the ability to do is more efficiently have a real-time sense of what people are doing, what kinds of messages are working in moving swing voters, and where you need to move resources to shore up poll numbers. So Obama's team is betting that their investment in this kind of technology infrastructure is what they need to get a few extra points of grassroots turnout in those swing states.
Mika Sifri from Tech President. You might get a big smile out of this next story.
According to a recent study,
computer software is better than humans at telling the difference between a smile of joy and a smile of frustration on a human. Researchers at MIT brought in test subjects and gave them a long, tedious online form to fill out. When the subjects hit submit on the form, everything got deleted and they had to start over. Here's a guy from the actual study reacting to that moment. Then he smiles. The software knows it's a frustrated smile because of tiny lip curls and cheek raises that indicate frustration. People, on the other hand, tend to look at the whole face rather than add up those smaller signals. What does this mean for you and me? Well, one day you'll tell your computer, I'm not mad at you, I'm smiling. And the computer will be all, I know you're mad. I know what you're like when you're mad. And you'll be like, what? You don't know me. You're just a computer. And the computer will be like, I know you well enough. Yay, the future. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed-up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.